Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Something that men need to hear, young, middle-aged, and more senior, and this is the statement, this is the phrase, if you open up and talk, it will help you. If you open up and talk, it will help you. One of the major reasons why we see men struggling in today's world, battling alone, suffering, contemplating suicide, contemplating giving up and tapping out, one of the main reasons that we see that is not just the presence of struggle. Sadly, or maybe not so sadly, the truth is struggle and challenge is always going to be a part of the human pathway and the existence of life on this earth. However, it's in that challenge and in that context where the very best of who we are can come out. However, when we make the mistake of being in our battle and believing that we are alone and trying to get along alone, that's when we begin to suffer. And so we need to urge men to open up and talk and understand that doing so is going to help them. Why is it going to help? It's going to help because it's going to shine a light on your struggle. When your struggle comes from this space to this space and then that space of other men, when it goes from our thoughts to our words and into other people's ears, suddenly we bring that confusion and that mess out of our inner turmoil. We put it in front of us. Then there's an opportunity for us to get the help, the growth, and the problem solving that we so desperately desire. You also need to hear these words that you are not alone. There are others who are dealing with the same pressures, the same challenges, the same relentless battles that you feel like you're going through. There are many, many other men who are facing it, who have faced it, and who are yet to face it. We need to learn to open up and talk because it really will help. And I want you to take this thought to heart. We've got to get better at asking who before how. As men, we like to achieve on our own. We like to say that we were able to do it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are moments in our life where we don't have the internal resource to solve a problem, beat a challenge, reach a destination on our own. And so in that situation, instead of just using the reflex muscle of how will I solve this? How will I get through it? We need to get smarter and faster at replacing that how with a who. Who has faced this challenge before? Who has had this problem before? And how do I make connection with them? Is it through the person directly? Is it watching videos like this? Is it a book? Is it a podcast? Is it a group that I need to join? Do I need a mentor? Learning to ask who before we ask how can become an incredibly powerful way to connect yourself and fast track your movement towards the goal that you've been aiming towards. Let me make another really important, powerful statement that all men need to hear regardless of their age. Whether you're young, middle-aged, or more senior, I want to say these words to you. It's not too late for you. It's not too late for you. What do I mean by that? The truth is you will never, ever, ever cease having something important to offer others. Whether you feel like you're in the prime of your life anymore or not, whether you've reached the end of your career or you're at the start of your career, whether you've got young children, grown-up children, no children yet at all, whatever stage and phase you're in, it's not too late for you. The lessons you're learning, the strengths that you're growing, the skills that you're acquiring are always going to have value to somebody. It's not too late for you, regardless of your age, regardless of your struggles. I know that many of you watching and listening reach points in your mind where you think, it's over for me. What's the point of trying? I'm too old. I'm not experienced enough. I haven't fulfilled my goals and my dreams. I can't save enough money. I can't do this. I can't do that. I know that that's where some of you have been living for a long time. And I want to help you break the cycle of that kind of self-talk to realize it is not too late for you to move forward and make progress and make a difference, not just in your own life, but probably more importantly, in the lives of others around about you. The best you is you when you still believe and still have hope. And I want to add to the fuel in your fire to help you have reasons to retain hope with all of these things that I'm saying to you in this episode. It's not too late for you. We want you to hold on to your hope and not give up. And the way, if you've stopped, the way to get started, if you have contemplated giving up, if you have already concluded that it is too late for you, the way for you to reopen that chapter is to make up your mind even today and say, I'm going to start by making a difference for one other person. Could be in your family, could be a work colleague, could be an extended family member, a neighbor, or a friend. Go out of your way to help somebody else on their journey, solve their problem, beat their giant, and you will very, very quickly have the renaissance in your heart of how useful you are, how important you are, and how what you do and what you contribute really does matter. I want to urge you to get started on that as soon as you can. Let's go to one more thought here, one more phrase, one more statement that's so, so important for our young men, our middle-aged men, our older men. Men everywhere need to hear this statement that I'm about to make, and that is, there are other men who need what you can bring. There are other men who need what you can bring. Your experiences, your lessons, your skills, your ears, your wisdom, and your words of affirmation. So many other men that could use what you already have, and they need your help and your guidance and your strength because you are carrying stuff that somebody else who is younger, either in years or younger in experience, they need what you've got. And it's so, so crucial that we don't lose our grip on that. Even now, you could think back and reflect on what storms have you survived? What battles have you gotten through in relationships, in your finances, in your health, in friendships, in career? What storms have you survived that have forced gold into you, that have squeezed oil out of you, that have given you valuable lessons that somebody else could absolutely use on their stage of the journey? You've got to hold on to the truth that those things really matter. And here's where it comes down to, and I really want you to capture this. If you know what it feels like to feel lost, to feel abandoned, to feel rejected, disappointed, to feel like a failure, and to feel fatherless, if you know what those feelings feel like, then you are the perfect candidate to get busy helping another man. Because I'm promising you right now, men who feel those ways, or maybe all of those ways, they number in the hundreds of millions. We have to do better to help our young men, our middle-aged men, our older men. We've got to turn the tide on the societal narrative that is honing in on all men as if they were the source of all problems and all ills in society as a group, as a tribe, as a collective. No, no, no. We need a return to individual responsibility, individual assessment of choices, words, and behaviors. And in the midst of failure of choices, in the context of failure of decisions and beliefs from some men, we've got to keep on reinforcing the super important message of needing men to be strong men. I already said this once, I'm going to say it again. The way that we fix the problems with bad men is not by smearing all men. We fix the problem with bad men by encouraging and empowering more men to be good men. And if you're one of those who's giving it a red hot crack, trying your best, paying your bills, loving your family, working faithfully and diligently, trying to be the man that you believe in your heart you're called to be and meant to be, stick at it. Don't give up. What you do matters, and people around you need you to be a man of strength, a man of masculinity, and you need to keep on going.
You have been listening to the Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.